Hi, this is WMUK's Let's Hear It. I'm Kara Lawrence with Music of the Moment in West Michigan. That's the Axiom Brass, a Chicago-based brass ensemble with music of Eric E. Wazin. Axiom Brass will make its Fontana debut next Tuesday for the Fontana Summer Festival in a program starting at 7:30 at Holy Family Chapel at Nazareth Center. When I talked to trumpeter Dorival Puccini and tubist Kevin Harrison, the group was several hundred miles to the east of Chicago. Here's Kevin Harrison to tell us where.
This is our third year in residence at the Boston University Tanglewood Institute. We work with all of the brass students, and that involves private lessons. We do sectionals with them where we help them through their music for bands. We do chamber music coachings where we show them to do what we do for a living. And we also run ensembles where we actually conduct them in larger pieces. So it's pretty an all-inclusive thing, and it's trying to get them experience from professional musicians and a very high level of performance with other students like themselves.
So tell me a little about the background of Axiom Brass. Did you guys form in Chicago? Am I right about that?
Oh, no, actually we are based in Chicago now. All five of us live in Chicago. Actually, we all live very close to each other in Chicago. And we've been in Chicago since just shortly after we formed the group. But the group goes back to my school days at Juilliard. That's really where the idea of the group was started. It was five of us that were going to school at Juilliard at the time. I'm the only one left from that batch. We had a sort of a fellowship that for chamber music at Juilliard that allowed us to go out and play several concerts in the community representing the school. And, you know, those concerts were in retirement homes and rehab facilities and hospitals. And it was a really incredibly rewarding experience. And once we all left Juilliard, we graduated. A little while after that, about a year or so after that, we started planning a kind of a reunion. And that's how the quintet was formed. It was out of that reunion. Now, as everybody was living in very different areas of the country, from Oregon to Arkansas to Michigan to New York, we quickly learned that we couldn't really stay in that very long. It was really tiring to travel and then rehearse and then go play concerts. It had that extra rehearsal travel issue with it. So some people decided that they wanted to focus on what they were doing locally. Others decided they wanted to start focusing on growing their families. So little by little, at that time, I was close to Chicago, and I thought, you know, if we're gonna look for new members, Chicago might be a great place where you really have an incredibly high level of brass playing that comes from the Chicago Symphony tradition right there at your disposal. So I thought it would be a great place to find new members for the group, and that's how all four of the other members came to be in the group. Little by little, each one of them joined the group, and you know, we became a fully Chicago-based group now.
You know what? Knowing Axiom Brass is based in Chicago led me to be impressed before I even heard you play a note because of the legend of Chicago brass sound and, you know, the classic album of Gabrielli we have in the library with the Chicago Symphony Brass.
Absolutely. And there's a new one that they just did. They just recorded to celebrate that recording. They just did a similar thing, but now it involves even more orchestras. And I'm looking forward to listening to that. I think it would be incredible.
So that doesn't hurt being based in Chicago.
Absolutely not.
Let's look at the program that you're going to play at the Holy Family Chapel for Fontana's Summer Festival on July 22nd, Tuesday. The venue they've chosen for you is a very beautiful reverberant space. And since we were just talking about that Gabrielli album, I wondered if you were going to play any sacred music in this show.
We are playing a Gabrielli in the program, I believe. The program is a mix, but the first four pieces are sacred pieces, actually, starting with a short fanfare overture by Claudio Monteverdi, and then on to some music of Palestrina, Giovanni Gabrielli, and Johann Sebastian Bach. We'll have a little bit of everything in the program, including, Russian music, French music, Brazilian music, Argentinian music. There's a little bit of everything. Oddly enough, this is probably the only quintet I can think in the last couple of years that we played that's not going to have any American composers, but it has quite a few living composers, just not any American composers for this concert in specific, which now I regret. I wish we had put an American composer. Maybe we'll add something for the encore.
Kevin, let me get to know you a little better as tubist. I know that Dorival is from Brazil, but I'd like to know more about your background.
Yeah, I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri, and I lived there all of my life until I went away for college. And in undergrad, I didn't go too far. I went to a school in northeast Missouri called Truman State University. That's where I got my bachelor's. It's only about 2.5-3 hours away from Kansas City. But I got some great experience there, and I was very serious about playing in an orchestra at some point in my life. And so I studied with the tuba player with the Kansas City Symphony, and he very much encouraged me to move to a bigger city for my master's degree. And as you said earlier, what better place is there to study brass than Chicago? So I looked into schools in Chicago, and I decided that DePaul was the best for me, and I moved to Chicago in 2004 to get my master's at DePaul, and I've been in Chicago since 2004. Not too long after that, after freelancing for several years, I ended up meeting Dorival through a mutual friend, a trombonist that was playing in Axiom Brass at the time. They were looking for a tuba player, and they invited me to come and play, and I fell in love with the group instantly, and I think they liked me. I'm assuming they did because I'm still in the group.
Well, it's very rare to meet an unlikable tubist. So did you embrace the chance to play chamber music as opposed to your orchestral duties?
Oh, absolutely. As a tuba player, playing in an ensemble is challenging because it's easy to get bored. Most of our repertoire isn't that involved, and chamber music really is the best place for tuba. It's a good balance between playing in an ensemble and also playing soloistically. There's actually only one tuba player out there that has a full-time career as a solo tubist. Every other tubist is either teaches or plays in an orchestra. And playing in an orchestra is great. I absolutely love the repertoire. I enjoy playing in orchestra from time to time. But it's very limiting as far as the repertoire and as far as my involvement and my musical input. So playing in a chamber group like Axiom Brass is the best possible outlet for me, and it's something that I hope to do for the rest of my life.
There's actually a lot of new music since the brass quintet became a standard form. A lot of new music has been created in the 70 years or so since that happened. So do you guys sit down and have long sight reading sessions, or do you hear about things through social media or network with other players?
I think a little bit of everything that you just said. We obviously still have the brass nerd in ourselves, so every time we get a chance to go listen to other groups, we go do that. We also are constantly listening to CDs of brass quintets and brass music, but we also we get a lot of, as the group has become very well known in the brass world, we get a lot of submissions of brand new pieces by composers that find us online And we read everything that people send us. We give it at least one reading. You know, we spend quite a bit of time trying out some music to see what it is that, you know, really moves us. We also commission new music. We have quite a bit of music that's been written for us, and we continue to get more commissions. There's a good half of a dozen of new commissions that are happening between now and the end of next season, including a major concerto for brass quintet and orchestra that we're going to be premiering with the Grand Rapids Symphony next March.
Dorval, you mentioned New York and Chicago, and I know you grew up in Brazil, but your area code is 616. That's Grand Rapids.
That is Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's
Explain
right.
that to me.
Very easy. I finished my undergraduate degree at Grand Valley State University in Grand Rapids, Michigan, uh-huh. and then went on to do a master's degree at Juilliard. And then shortly after I graduated from Juilliard, I was living in Grand Rapids while doing a doctoral degree at Michigan State University, and I got a job teaching at Grand Valley State University. So I lived in Grand Rapids, played in the Grand Rapids Symphony for quite a while as well. So I've, you know, my wife and her family, they are from Grand Rapids. So I have strong roots in Michigan. I also taught, besides teaching at Grand Valley State for a couple of years, I also taught at Hope College for 5 years. So I'm very grounded in Michigan, whether it's playing with Grand Rapids Symphony or just doing chamber music with friends or traveling with the quintet around Michigan. I'm always happy to be back.
Well, it's great that you're going to take a moment to come and visit us in the middle of summer, which is always a nice time here, and be part of the Fontana Festival. Do you want to tell me the other three names of your quintet and a little about their background, too?
Yeah, absolutely. We have another Michigander in the band, which is Matthew Olson. He's from Royal Oak, Michigan. It's just outside of Detroit. And we have Oren Larson. He is the youngest member of the quintet and also just joined us this season. He's been in the quintet for a couple months now. And he's from
St. Paul,
Minnesota. And he's a graduate of Northwestern University. And we have Chris Hammond on trumpet, also a graduate from Northwestern University. And Chris is from Florida?
I think he's from North Carolina.
Oh, no, he's originally from North Carolina.
I don't know where.
But he spent some time in Florida. He also spent some time in Japan. He was in the Navy and spent 4 years in Japan touring with a brass quintet and the big band in one of the ships in Japan for the Navy.
All the people you mentioned are guys, but I was wondering, you know, in your outreach and teaching and masterclasses, and are you seeing more and more girls and women taking up brass instruments?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty even now, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we're seeing more and more women and girls taking it up at a younger age. Even this summer in the band, I would say, I'd venture to say that there are more girls in the band program here than there are guys in the one ensemble program here in Tanglewood. So, yeah, it's becoming much more popular for women to play brass instruments.
I think there's more ladies playing French horn. Then I think it's a little less, but more picking up now on trumpet. And then we don't see as many yet on trombone, euphonium, and tuba, but still you get quite a few now, and I think it's only going to keep on growing. And I think that just that makes it for a better brass section anyway.
That sort of matches what I think I've been seeing over the years as well. There are not really that many physical issues with playing brass instruments that I think may have kept women away in the past. It's not as onerous as you might have heard.
No, absolutely not.
Cool. I am impressed at your website, which of course, features you as a performance ensemble, but almost it turns into the, I see it as the Axiom Enterprise. You know, you're offering virtual masterclasses and a variety of programs and making sure that you can appeal to a whole wide variety of people at the same time.
Well, that's certainly something we try to do, because we feel that, you know, there's a little bit of being in a kind of an uphill battle as a brass quintet in chamber music. You know, it doesn't have the tradition that a string quartet has. It doesn't have the same power of repertoire that a string quartet or a piano trio has yet. I think we have to, while building the repertoire, while building popularity, we still have to build the audience as well. So we really focus on the education part of our mission, both for the young musicians, but for the listeners out there. And I think that plays an important role in each one of our lives, outside of the quintet as well. I think all five of us have a very strong commitment to education outside of the group as well. So when we all get together in the group, it's no surprise that comes across just as strongly. And especially because, you know, brass quintet has become popular, but it has become popular more as an entertainment art than as a classical music art form. So what we are doing more in the musical art form is still not perceived the same way as you would perceive Emerson's string quartet or the Juilliard string quartet. So I think every time we have a chance, in every area that we have a chance to convey our message, we have to take that opportunity so that we can leave behind a legacy that's greater than the one that we have inherited from the people before us.
Well, lastly, you reminded me when you said entertainment, of course, I thought of the Canadian Brass. And then I remembered that a Kalamazoo trumpeter is now playing trumpet with the Canadian Brass. And he may have been growing up just as you were at Grand Valley. His name is Brandon Ridenour.
Brandon and I went to school together.
Well, tell me about that. Oh, my goodness. He's giving a concert with the KSO this fall.
Yeah, Brandon and I went to school together at Juilliard. He was a freshman when I was in my last year there. And we actually played in quintet together at Juilliard. And actually, Brandon did a brief tour with Axiom Brass a while ago in 2007, I believe. We did a tour together where he played in Axiom as well. And he's always been a friend of the group and a friend of mine and an incredible trumpet player. And I think he's gone now on to his own solo career. I think he is no longer traveling with Canadian Brass, but he's doing his own solo career now, which is equally fantastic. I mean, he's doing a wonderful work, he writes a lot in his own arrangements and even compositions, and he's incredibly talented, a source of pride for Kalamazoo.
Sure, and I would think that if Brandon were here, he'd say, we need to all go see the Axiom Brass on Tuesday, July 22nd at Fontana Summer Festival.
That sounds about good.
Well, I'm excited to hear you. Thank you so much for taking the time today, and great luck on your travels and enjoy your summer.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're excited as well.
I spoke to trumpet player Dorival Puccini and tubist Kevin Harrison of the Axiom Brass, which will make its Fontana debut on Tuesday, July 22nd at 7:30 at the Holy Family Chapel of Nazareth Center on Gull Road. FontanaChamberArts.org has all the details. I'm Kara LaRance with Music of the Moment in West Michigan. This is WMUK's Let's Hear It.